Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. First things first.
The issue of justice goes hand in hand with policing. This is why I have always felt if you're going to have a minister of police, they must have served, preferably, but also they need to have a comprehensive understanding of the law. Afri Forum now wants Minister of Police Senzo Mkhunu to apologize publicly for impugning the reputation of a principal of a school that is in Matatiela. Now, if you've been following the story, there is a young lady named Gwetwe who's alleged to have been raped. We're not quite sure the details of the case just yet, but Police Minister Senzo Mkhunu made statements on the 6th of April that the principal was one of the suspects. Those statements turned out to be untrue. And in fact, they obviously just remained in the public sphere for about a week without them being corrected. We are told, or at least we were told back then, that the principal had refused to give DNA samples, which is actually his right, especially if he's not a suspect in the matter. Let me put it this way. If you come up to me and you go, "Caesar, please give me a DNA sample," I can give it to you if I want. Or then go, "What? No, I'm not going to do that. It's got nothing to do with you." In fact, even if I was a suspect in a criminal investigation, the choice would still be mine unless there was a court subpoena ordering me to do so, right? In which case, then I'd obviously be in contempt of court if I don't hand it over. If I choose not to hand over the DNA sample, you go to court and say that this suspect refused to hand over a sample. And that can then work against me, but it's still my choice to make. The problem here is none of these things seemingly happened. This guy was not a suspect and, in fact, was never asked for his sample. But the Minister of Police said he had. So I think Afri Forum is well within their rights to then, one, demand an apology and also say we are going to file a case against the minister now for defamation.
If the minister erred anyway, he should apologize, rightfully so, especially when you're going to say something as explicit as that the guy is a suspect when he's not. And the minister could have said a lot of things. Like, for example, if the guy has any conscience and he's got any integrity, and as the leader of the school who wants to get to the bottom of this case and see justice, he then should submit a DNA. It's the humane thing and the right thing to do. He could have called him all sorts of names, but if he's not a suspect, he's factually wrong and he should apologize, even though a lot of us would agree that if you're a leader in a school and kids are under your care as the head of the school, you should lead by example. And if there's any DNA required to get to the bottom of the case, you should submit it. Even though legally you can say, "No, I get it," but sometimes the law, Nobuntu, do conflict a bit. And he could have said that without calling the guy a suspect.
Okay, so Ndabebuntu will get to that later, and I'll come to you, Vunda, about that.
Right. Mpo,
this speaks to the issue of speaking first and asking questions last, which our government does a lot. Press conference, happy when you don't have the facts.
I agree. And you know, to be very honest, I feel as though you're right. The minister needed to have gotten the facts before you start having a press conference. Yes, I understand it is a very touchy and emotional subject, and I guess he felt like he needed to be seen to be active as opposed to be reactive. He needed to be seen to be getting ahead of the matter and show that the police are on top of everything before things get out of hand. But unfortunately, because of that, he seems to have bungled something. But yes, on Saul's point, I do sort of agree in the sense that the minister does need to apologize. Rape is a massive accusation. And especially if you're going to accuse me of something of this magnitude as the principal, the leader of the school, and it is then comes across that, one, I'm not a suspect. Two, no DNA was ever taken from me. The least you owe me is an apology up until such time as we get to that point where either I am actually a suspect and I do give my DNA or choose not to, or whatever the case may be. But right now, to have this umbrella over me, this cloud over me, nationally, if not even globally, that's not fair.
Okay. Now let's go back to Saul's point. Basically, when you're arrested, they'll tell you you've got the right to remain silent, right? If you speak to your lawyer, I always say this, there are two people in your life, specifically if you're in the public eye, that you may employ. It may be a lawyer and it may be a PR expert. And the advice that they give you will be conflicting.
Mm-hmm.
Because the one is thinking about your reputation, the other is thinking about keeping you out of jail.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This utterance that Saul made about Ubuntu, to hell with Ubuntu when the issue is a criminal matter.
True.
Living for Ubuntu, like, going to end up in jail. It is his right not to give up the DNA if he doesn't want to. Ubuntu comes second.
But it also makes you look bad.
Yeah. It creates
yeah, but that's a decision that we can deal with. Yeah.
No, but it creates...
The lawyer can deal with that in court.
No, but it is problematic because if you're an uncle, sees where you're an uncle to daughters, I mean to girls, one of the girls is raped in the family, you may be, to a certain extent, far removed. You weren't even there on the day. But if maybe men of the family are being lined up and the question is asked, you could easily be the guy that says, take my sample as well. You know, this is my sister's child and yeah. We all would like to know. And the only thing you'd be doing is encouraging other men in the family to say, let's take the DNA sample. And you wouldn't be thinking about what other people might think, you know. So it would have been generous. But nevertheless, if we stick to the facts...
Hold
there's
on.
A lot of confusion.
Sorry, I just got to interject. You use the word problematic.
Yeah.
Why is adhering to the law problematic?
No, it's not problematic, but I'm just saying in society, it creates a wrong impression. I mean, the mother of this child, it was at her behest that they wanted to take the DNA. He was not necessarily a suspect, from what we understand. But because of the poor handling and apparently concealing certain things, and processes not being followed after this case was reported to the school, she was of the view that he must be among those whose DNA is taken in. And like Saul says, maybe he could have volunteered, but it is his right. If we're going to stick to the law, it is his right. There are many things that legally are not permissible, and sometimes we offer ourselves just to assist in the whole process and just to allay people's fears. But if we go back to the facts, there's a lot of confusion around this case because on the 6th of April, the minister, after that briefing, realized that if anything, his briefing almost exonerated the principal, funny enough.
Mm.
It seemed as though he did more to assist the reputation of the principal, not tarnish it. So it's quite interesting when AfriForum comes out to say he needs to apologize, because the minister then had to come out and release a statement to say, guys, in that briefing, when I spoke of three suspects or persons of interest, I was not necessarily saying that the principal's DNA was among those samples taken in and now he has been cleared. But that became the impression because on social media, many people were now apologizing to the principal post the briefing of the minister. So it's quite interesting when AfriForum comes out to say he owes the principal an apology because if anything, he's done a little bit more to assist in his reputation. But the only thing was that when he got the briefing from the investigating officer, the only thing that he said was that he's among the persons of interest. But that was as per the briefing of the investigating officer. Maybe that was wrong and he could apologize for saying person of interest. The only reason he's embroiled in this is because of the mother insisting that he must be drawn in.
So give us a shout and let us know. Now, knowing what you know, what are your thoughts? Because already, this is why they say people in the executive shouldn't really venture into a matter like this. Mm. Specifically, a case that is in court. So well, not in court, but it's currently being investigated. Because you've already muddied the waters heavily. And heaven knows how this case is going to end up now. So give us a shout and let us know what your own particular thoughts are.
The minister does not owe that principal any apology. It's not even about him. There were other people who were also taking samples. The school caretaker, the transport guy, and I don't know who. So why him? Because if all of them were cleared out, why is it about him? AfriForum is mad. They're just silly. And I still stand that principal, there's something. I just have this feeling, well, allegedly.
Yeah, why not? That last statement. That's why AfriForum is saying he owes an apology. Because had the minister not brought up the principal's name, you wouldn't even feel that way.
Hey, Lomo, when this started, they were going to fumble it in a case of motors. They did not do their due diligence, cross their T's and dotted their I's. We were so rushed, and Yonkinto went to a public court. There's a high chance we would foot this case, they're going to fumble it.
I'm glad you bring that up because the court of public opinion is not where these matters should be tried. With all due respect, the public has proven time and time again that they've got a very, very poor understanding of the legal process. And so what you do is you just toss a person's name up and then it's left for speculation. People who say anything, he looks guilty. Aibo, how does a person look guilty?
He did it. Look at him. He did it.
It
shows that there's no correlation between departments. You know, the simple thing that could have happened here was the Minister of Police maybe talking to the NDP or NPA or Department of Justice to ask them where they are, you know, in terms of procedure-wise. Other than that, Ngunu could have avoided this. Now there's a lawsuit coming.
Mm-hmm.
I ngiyizwa le apology. Mina, I have an assault case against Elena. Let me tell you ukuthi kuphi manje. The case has been withdrawn. A prosecutor, because no detective did not even come and get statements from witnesses. So mina nje as an educator, the justice system ingfailile. So I'm not even going to be surprised if there won't be any person caught in that school, because mina, I'm in a school, but the justice system has failed me as an educator. Because if tables were turned, I was the one who assaulted the child. It was going to be all over the media and I would be out of a job now.
Eish. So, so sorry about that.
There are two sides of the story here. Media will publish whatever that they have through the sources. But now the question is, was the investigation conducted properly? Was the DNA sample requested accordingly as per law as required before we can start making accusation to the minister? And however, if minister was not given a full report, then that was a sabotage on the media's minister's face, because he could have checked all the docket, what the procedure was followed and everything before he can go to the media. But for now, we don't know. It's a hearsay story, because even the principal could say I refuse based on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
You're making a mistake. Remember when Mfundo was reading the story at first, it says the principal ordered the girl to come and clean. So why he's not responsible? Because he's the one who ordered the girl to come and clean.
You see, again now, you're getting into a story which is just based on hearsay. Because let's say, for example, that did happen. I don't know if it did, but let's say it did. How does that now equate to guilt? Please tell me.
If we're going to be talking about apologies that the minister needs to make, the apology, the real apology that is needed is why the army was sent out when people went to the streets to protest against all these rapes and killings, especially with regards to this case that's been going on. And they sent the army out. That's the apology that is needed. Not every time Afroforum or some white person jumps up and down because they felt they were done wrong. No, there are other things.
By the way, the Minister of Police doesn't have authority to deploy the army. That only the president can do that. And I'm not saying that he did. I'm just telling you that the Minister of Police doesn't have that authority.
Yeah, our Defense Force denied that they sent soldiers there, and they said that they were in that area for controlling the border or something like that, for other duties, essentially.
Always hear sub judice this, whenever they are on the receiving end of investigations. We know that, and they know that, and there's a reason why they do such. Whether they are guilty or not, there's a reason why they are doing such. Even if it's not a criminal investigation, even if it's just a parliamentary investigation into something, they will always not speak on it whenever they are on the receiving end. They know that. Why is that? Now our 7-year-old case has been ruined. No justice for her.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.